This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 196. 196,000. Actually, that's the tally we got from the Labor Department this morning of the number of people who filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That is, historically speaking, low, very low. And it is that low in the face of the Federal Reserve trying really, really hard to get the labor market to be a little bit less irrationally exuberant, if I could channel Alan Greenspan here for a second. Maybe the question in this economy right now is, what in the world is going on with this labor market? Marketplace's Lily Jamali drew the short straw this morning and got the assignment to answer that question in 2 minutes of radio.
The cascade of data that economists look at tells the story of a strong labor market. So much so, says University of Michigan professor Betsy Stevenson, that they've been asking whether it's too strong.
Right. Are employers trying to hire a bunch of phantoms, people who don't exist? And are they just finding it too hard to find people?
This labor market seemingly still has legs, she says, even as employers report less trouble filling jobs. This after the Federal Reserve raised interest rates 8 times over the last 11 months. Brad Hirschbein, senior economist at the W.E. Upjohn Institute for Employment Research, says the Fed's job is to keep employment high and inflation low. And right now, he says policymakers are keeping close tabs on how much wages are rising.
The Fed is actually going to pay even more attention to that than the number of jobs being created, because that's what their fear is, that the wage growth is going to feed into inflation.
Elise Gould, senior economist at the Economic Policy Institute, says it might be odd to think of policymakers as wanting to see wage growth fall.
People are like, wait, what do you mean? And I think it's important to note that inflation is actually coming down faster than nominal wage growth is coming down.
That means there are genuine wage gains, says Kate Bonn, chief economist at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth.
What we're seeing here is that maybe workers actually are sharing a little bit more in those gains of a healthy economy, which is a good sign.
Still, certain sectors have suffered high-profile layoffs, says Ellis Pfeiffer, managing director of fixed income research at Raymond James.
The tech business has seen the opportunity to shed some workers.
As have the media and finance sectors.
So it's been a very mixed picture.
But strong hiring in sectors like hospitality and food services could be offsetting those layoffs. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.